it's a very appalling situation, and we have to diagnose it properly in order to prescribe the right medicine for it. And for me, the whole act is a bit surprising and very appalling.
Looking at the ages of the boys, what do you think might have provoked them to engage in such an act?
There are so many factors that will let children do what they did. But the most important thing is that we cannot just leave the factors that will make them do this to speculation. So it is important that in the process of dealing with the matter, beyond the issue of looking at the criminal aspect of it, I think that these boys must be subjected to some level of interrogation for them to be able to establish what exactly made them to do the kind of thing that they did. Because if you look at the surroundings and then the zeal that they had in doing that, it's out of the ordinary, and then we should be able to interrogate it further. Once we are able to elicit that information from them, then it will help us to design programs and activities to deal with these kind of activities and all that. So I wish that the state institutions or the school agencies would do proper investigation and also elicit information from them as to what made them to do the things that they do and all that. But beyond that, we have to approach the factors from the professional point of view so that we can deal with the issue properly.
Too many children's rights often get violated, and we don't seem to get the right support for them. Going forward, what can we do, especially for the victims of such incidents? What can we do for them?
We have to look at how to design our own social protection system. And then in the process of dealing with children, we will prescribe the way and manner their maintenance and rehabilitation program must look like. So it's very, very important. And then these are children, therefore, the victim's rights must also be protected, especially the right to privacy and dignity is one thing that we cannot lose in this process. So one of the things that I always urge we do is that we should stop at the distribution of the video. And that should also be that society reckon with the fact that this is something that goes to damage the reputation of children. Therefore, on the basis of that, we all would have the responsibility of ceasing to share the video. Then again, looking at the psychological effect, we'd have to subject this particular child to what we call the maintenance and rehabilitation process so that she will recover from the sins that she saw and then also the difficulties that she's going to live with for the rest of her life.
You heard child rights activist Bright Appiah.